Okay, today we are in 1 Nephi chapter 11. In the past couple chapters, we've been hanging out with this prophet Lehi. He's been telling his family about this vision he just had. There was a tree, there was an iron rod, there was a big building full of people. And after telling about this vision, he also tells his family a lot about the life of Jesus Christ, in surprising detail given the fact that he lives 600 years before Jesus is born. But he's able to tell specific facts about John the Baptist and Christ's ministry, and it's just this remarkable prophecy. And his son Nephi wants to know what was the deal with that tree and that iron rod and that building, and there was a river, and what was going on. And so he is going to ask God for the interpretation of this vision. And he's going to have a vision himself. This starts in chapter 11, where we're reading today. It's going to continue through the next several chapters. It's a very long vision, lots of amazing stuff in here. So let's dive right into chapter 11, verse 1. For it came to pass, after I had desired to know the things that my father had seen, and believing that the Lord was able to make them known unto me, as I sat pondering in mine heart, I was caught away in the Spirit of the Lord. Yea, into an exceedingly high mountain, which I never had before seen, and upon which I never had before set my foot. So Nephi is just pondering the things his father said, wondering what it means, and suddenly he finds himself on a mountain. Verse 2, And the Spirit said unto me, Behold, what desirest thou? And I said, I desire to behold the things which my father saw. And the Spirit said unto me, Believest thou that thy father saw the tree of which he hath spoken? And I said, Yea, thou knowest that I believe all the words of my father. And when I had spoken these words, the Spirit cried with a loud voice, saying, Hosanna to the Lord, the Most High God, for he is God over all the earth, yea, even above all. And blessed art thou, Nephi, because thou believest in the Son of the Most High God. Wherefore, thou shalt behold the things which thou hast desired. And behold, this thing shall be given unto thee for a sign, that after thou hast beheld the tree which bore the fruit which thy father tasted, thou shalt also behold a man descending out of heaven, and him shall ye witness, and after ye have witnessed him, ye shall bear record that it is the Son of God. So this is a pretty amazing vision already. Nephi finds himself on a mountain, he's speaking with the Spirit of the Lord, and he's promised that he's not only going to see the tree and all those things, but he's also going to see the Son of God. And afterwards, he will be responsible for testifying that he has seen the Son of God. Verse 8, And it came to pass that the Spirit said unto me, Look, and I looked and beheld a tree, and it was like unto the tree which my father had seen. And the beauty thereof was far beyond, yea, exceeding of all beauty. And the whiteness thereof did exceed the whiteness of the driven snow. And it came to pass, after I had seen the tree, I said unto the Spirit, I behold, thou hast shown unto me the tree, which is precious above all. And he said unto me, What desirest thou? And I said unto him, To know the interpretation thereof. For I spake unto him as a man speaketh, for I beheld that he was in form of the man. Yet nevertheless I knew that it was the Spirit of the Lord. And he spake unto me as a man speaketh with another. So Nephi sees this white tree, which is the way Lehi described it, was that it was white above all possible whiteness. And so Nephi says, this must be the tree. And the Spirit asks him, what do you want? And Nephi says, I want to know what it means. And he's just having sort of a casual conversation with the Spirit of the Lord, who's in the form of a man, just kind of there with him. Verse 12, And it came to pass that he said unto me, Look. And I looked as if to look upon him, and I saw him not, for he had gone from before my presence. So the Spirit just took off and went somewhere. Verse 13, And it came to pass that I looked and beheld the great city of Jerusalem, and also other cities. And I beheld the city of Nazareth. And in the city of Nazareth I beheld a virgin, and she was exceedingly fair and white. And it came to pass that I saw the heavens open, and an angel came down and stood before me. And he said unto me, Nephi, what beholdest thou? So a little changing of the guard here. Spirit of the Lord left. Now there's an angel. Nephi seeing city of Jerusalem, city of Nazareth, seeing a virgin in Nazareth. And the angel asks, what do you see? Verse 15, And I said unto him, A virgin, most beautiful and fair above all other virgins. Verse 16, And he said unto me, Knowest thou the condescension of God? And I said unto him, I know that he loveth his children. Nevertheless, I do not know the meaning of all things. It's important to remember that the concept of the Messiah, a Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is probably pretty new to Nephi. In Lehi's vision in the past couple chapters, there was a lot of explanation of, like, there's going to be a savior, and that savior will be like, and here's what a savior is, and so the angel is showing Nephi this vision. He's seeing a virgin in Jerusalem and in Nazareth, and the angel asks, "Knowest thou the condescension of God?" And Nephi's answer is, "I don't really know what that means, but I know God loves his children." And that's a pretty good answer when you don't know the answer. Next time in your Sunday school, give that one a try. Verse 18, "And he said unto me, Behold, the virgin whom thou seest is the mother of the Son of God, after the manner of the flesh. And it came to pass that I beheld that she was carried away in the spirit. And after she had been carried away in the spirit for the space of a time, the angel spake unto me, saying, Look. And I looked and beheld the virgin again, bearing a child in her arms. And the angel said unto me, Behold the Lamb of God, yea, even the Son of the Eternal Father. Knowest thou the meaning of the tree which thy father saw? And I answered him, saying, Yea, it is the love of God, which sheddeth itself abroad in the hearts of the children of men. Wherefore it is the most desirable above all things. And he spake unto me, saying, Yea, and the most joyous to the soul." So the tree in Lehi's vision represents the love of God. And if you remember the way Lehi described it, he said it was sweet and delicious, and as soon as he tasted it, he wanted to share it with his family. And that's the way the love of God makes you feel. You taste it, and you're just happy, and you want to share it with everyone. But remember, in Lehi's vision, there were people who ate the fruit and then were embarrassed because there were this crowd of people over in this building making fun of them. And that can happen too. And we're going to learn more about that in a minute. Verse 24, "And after he had said these words, he said unto me, Look. And I looked, and I beheld the Son of God going forth among the children of men, and I saw many fall down at his feet and worship him. And it came to pass that I beheld that the rod of iron which my father had seen was the word of God, which led to the fountain of living waters, or to the tree of life, which waters are a representation of the love of God. And I also beheld that the tree of life was a representation of the love of God." So the iron rod that Lehi saw, which led along this straight, narrow path and came straight to the tree, was a representation of the Word of God. And that's how we come to the love of God, by following the Word of God. The Word of God gives us the instructions to get to the love of God. That makes sense. And it's remarkable and worth noting that in this vision, Nephi is now seeing very specific things. He's seen Mary. He's seeing Jesus as a child, and in the next several verses, he's going to see the life of Christ in remarkable detail, and it begins to be understandable how Lehi was able to give such clear prophecies of Christ. It seems he actually saw what Christ's life would be like, which is pretty cool. Verse 26, "And the angel said unto me again, Look and behold the condescension of God. And I looked and beheld the Redeemer of the world, of whom my father had spoken. And I also beheld the prophet who should prepare the way before him," that's John the Baptist, "and the Lamb of God went forth and was baptized of him. And after he was baptized, I beheld the heavens open and the Holy Ghost come down out of heaven and abide upon him in the form of a dove. And I beheld that he went forth ministering unto the people in power and great glory. And the multitudes were gathered to hear him, and I beheld that they cast him out from among them. And I also beheld 12 others following him," here's the 12 apostles, "and it came to pass that they were carried away in the spirit from before my face, and I saw them not. And it came to pass that the angel spake unto me again, saying, Look. And I looked and beheld the heavens open again, and I saw angels descending upon the children of men, and they did minister unto them. And he spake unto me again, saying, Look. And I looked and I beheld the Lamb of God going forth among the children of men. And I beheld multitudes of people who were sick or who were afflicted with all manner of diseases, and with devils and unclean spirits. And the angel spake and showed all these things unto me. And they were healed by the power of the Lamb of God, and the devils and the unclean spirits were cast out. And it came to pass that the angel spake unto me again, saying, Look. And I looked and beheld the Lamb of God, that he was taken by the people. Yea, the Son of the everlasting God was judged of the world, and I saw and bear record. And I, Nephi, saw that he was lifted up upon the cross and slain for the sins of the world." So here, in just a few verses, Nephi has seen the entire life of Jesus. He's seen the miracles, he's seen the persecutions, and ultimately he's seen the crucifixion. This is astounding. This is just such an amazing vision. Remember, we're 600 years before Christ is even born. And God is revealing this to Nephi and to Lehi in such stunning detail. Verse 34, "And after he was slain, I saw the multitudes of the earth, that they were gathered together to fight against the apostles of the Lamb. For thus were the 12 called by the angel of the Lord. And the multitude of the earth was gathered together. And I beheld that they were in a large and spacious building, like unto the building which my father saw. And the angel of the Lord spake unto me again, saying, Behold the world and the wisdom thereof. Yea, behold, the house of Israel hath gathered together to fight against the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And it came to pass that I saw and bear record that the great and spacious building was the pride of the world. And it fell, and the fall thereof was exceedingly great. And the angel of the Lord spake unto me again, saying, Thus shall be the destruction of all nations, kindreds, tongues, and people that shall fight against the 12 apostles of the Lamb." So, in Lehi's vision, there was this tree, there was an iron rod leading to it, and there were people following the iron rod and coming to the tree, and then there were also people in this big building making fun of everyone who was partaking of the tree. Now we know that the tree represents the love of God, and that iron rod, this handrail that leads to the tree, is the word of God. And all those people in that building, that represents the pride of the world. And they are very fond of making fun of anyone who is interested in partaking of the love of God, but they are going to be destroyed ultimately. So that ends this chapter. In the next chapter, the vision continues, and we're going to learn even more cool stuff.